Chapter 33. Beets. The rest of us are trying our hardest not to talk about Mike and Marina's little tryst last night. But Tanner Byron couldn't care less. He's sincerely freaking out about three young beet plants he found in among the food generation supplies. Beets! He hands one to Claire.
Beets?
Oh, I thought you said butts, as in I was thinking of getting a tattoo on my butt. Shut up, Claire. Mike is digging through the next crate, soybeans. But he's got a little smile on. He's trying not to show it, but it's there. And Marina marches right into the farming dome and plants a wet one on him.
Attention, fellow contestants. You know what? I don't care. You saw what you saw. It's not a secret anymore. I am between a relationship. I have no children, as is Michael. So there is no problem. You got a problem? Speak to my fist. I mean, speak to me first. And there is no rule against any of this. Is there, Robin?
Oh, great. I guess I'm the expert on rules now, or lack of rules, having trashed them on the last round and made up my own. Robin Rule Breaker Smith. Wonderful. Do what you want. I don't care. But can you leave now? We've got 2 weeks to plant and successfully grow this stuff. Red and yellow teams only. You're supposed to be out there setting up the terraforming experiment. Go away.
Vamoose. Vamoose is not Italian. You trying to speak Italian?
No, it's just something my Nana says. Huh. That's cute. She pecks me on the cheek, then grabs Mike by the collar and pulls him up into an embrace that would make a stripper blush. He sighs, I am not exaggerating, like a damsel in an old movie, and falls into her kiss. She leaves, dramatically. Is there any other way? Susie Q harumphs.
You think Albert got that in him? Pull a girl into his arms like that?
What are we growing in there? Mistletoe? Claire says. Tanner laughs.
It's the wa and the ma.
You smoking them beet leaves, Tanner?
No, I lived in Japan for a number of years. Their perception of spaces is much different. To them, a space itself can foster relationships and affect interactions. The wa and the ma. In this case, they would say confinement brings us closer.
Claire smirks. That sounds like an ad for a prison.
Ha! No, it's true. This space is forcing us to confront each other closely, in almost primitive ways, like cave dwellers. And I suppose that's stimulating some amore. I wouldn't be surprised if we see more of that kind of activity in the coming days. And beets, they're high in nitrates, you know. They help vasodilation, increased blood flow to the...
Enough. You're driving me crazy, beet man. Claire swats him with both hands and waves them in front of her face like she's having a hot flash. Back to work. And so we carry on setting up the hydroponics and the aeroponics, hanging our little plants delicately from their harnesses. And as I mix the Martian soil blend for the traditional ground farming tests, I can't get it out of my head. Confinement brings us closer. Tanner, kneeling next to me, smiles and inserts a beet plant into the hole I've just dug. I lower my voice. Hey, Tanner, did you live in a confined space in Japan?
Yes, with a family in Tokyo. It was fascinating. I found these families who live in very small spaces to be extremely close, fiercely loyal. Each member feels less an individual and more an extension of a larger unit. They form very strong bonds. I imagine it must be quite the opposite for you, living alone on a large farm.
Yeah. He notices a tear appearing on my cheek, wipes it away.
Sorry. You miss home?
I draw in a sharp breath. No. Then, I don't know. I'm having that longing again. I can hardly bear it. I want to reach out and embrace my sisters and dad and Nana and never let them go. Take them with me to my home on Mars. Build a little confined space for us up there. A little place to grow our own food and make our own air and... And be free. Someday. Claire was joking about the mistletoe, and who knows if Tanner ever really learned anything about Japanese philosophy, but they both wind up being right. Over the next week, as we tend to our farm and experiments, the tight living arrangements and close work quarters seem to be having a hormonal effect on some of the contestants. Not me, thank God. I'm just enjoying the steady pace of progress, lack of emergencies, and... Robin! Emergency!